Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Putnam. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Nipper covering, for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Putnam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Newman and he is out, Gutierrez applying the tag. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phelps moves to second. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 1 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phelps moves to third. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Putnam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Armas. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Owen applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langston fires to first and picks off Buckner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball towards center. Armas settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Armas. Owen moves to second. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to third for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-2 in the game. Putnam takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Phelps moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas is walked intentionally. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkins covering, for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Putnam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phelps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Cowens reaches second base with a double. There goes Phelps trying to get to home. Evans throws the ball into Barrett, who relays the ball to Newman, who tags Phelps, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Putnam strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Bradley now playing left field. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Langston, and towards Perkins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mariners. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Presley strikes out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 3 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 4 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Armas strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.